welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for December 1997. Happy holidays. This is issue number 153, being recorded on November the 21st, 1997. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. Our telephone number is area code 419-228-4199. The fax number 419-221-1609. If you're a member and wish to muse, the telephone number is 419-224-1609. As I said, we're recording this tape on November the 21st in the evening and also to November the 22nd for Side 2. And it was interesting that we gave out those dates when we mailed the last issue because members reported back, some saying that they got their tape within 2 days after it was mailed, some saying up to 10 to 14 days after it was mailed. So we're still trying to figure out the post office system. Ironically, I took a little short vacation, had my mail stop for 2 days, and when I came back, it took another 5 days just to retrieve the mail. So I'm not sure what's going on. Anyway, we're mailing these tapes on the 24th of November from the downtown post office in Lima. A couple projects that are going on you might want to know about. First of all, if you did not attend the National Radio Club Convention in Newcastle, Delaware, we do have tapes available for you. They are $4.95, available from the Publication Center, so contact Crazy Ken for 1997 convention tapes. Again, $4.95 from the Publication Center. Also, we're thinking about putting together a membership cassette, I guess you'd call it. You know, the printed side of the National Radio Club has a membership book. And we're thinking about putting together a membership cassette just to explain a little bit about some of the policies and things that the National Radio Club does, some of the programs that we have, and just, you know, a lot of different information. We would like your input if you have any questions that you think we should be addressing in that publication. Please jot them down on a piece of paper. Send them on a card or a letter to me here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, and we'll include them in the publication. We've got a lot of information to cover on this edition, so I'm going to throw it right over to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Four editions of the Switch this month, starting with reference number 414, and just three call letter changes, two of which you probably already know about, but just to keep the record straight, we'll make them official. 710 WHB Kansas City, Missouri becomes KCMO, and on 810 KCMO in Kansas City becomes WHB. On 830 WETR Eden, North Carolina changes to WXII. One application for a new station on 1130 in Honolulu, Hawaii, applying for 10,000 watts in the daytime, 6,000 watts at night, a non-directional antenna. More grants for new stations, and as before, these are all grants in the expanded band, 1620 in Atmore, Alabama, 1630 Augusta, Georgia, 1630 Iowa City, Iowa, 1640 Mount Airy, North Carolina, 1700 Des Moines, Iowa, and 1700 Astoria, Oregon. As always, all the expanded band stations are the same facility, 10,000 day, 1,000 night, non-directional. Applications of interest on 910 WFVR in Valdosta, Georgia would like to move their city of license to Wellborn, Florida. This is a move of nearly 50 miles if approved. And on 1510 WXIT Blowing Rock, North Carolina would like to slip down the dial to 1200 kilohertz with 10,000 watts daytime only. Under otherness, we mentioned the call letter change. We should also tell you that on 830 WXII Eden, North Carolina has returned to the air. Moving on to reference number 415, these call letter changes on 920 KDES Palm Springs, California becomes KPSI. On 1040 WMTX Pinellas Park, Florida becomes WWBA. 1230 KZUS Toledo, Oregon changing to KPPT. 1260 KPSO Falfurrias, Texas becomes KLDS. 1370 KRAF Holdenville, Oklahoma becoming KKNG. 1510 WJIC Salem, New Jersey becomes WNNN, and on 1550 KRGO West Valley City, Utah changing to KMRI. Another new station granted in this edition, once again in the expanded band, 1650 Fort Smith, Arkansas. Applications of interest from existing facilities on 900 CKVD in Val-d'Or, Quebec, would like to move to 98.3 FM. On 1170 KOWO, Waseca, Minnesota, the home of the E.F. Johnson Company. For all you old hams out there, they would like to go full-time by adding 60 watts at night. On 1230 CJTT, New Liskeard, Ontario, also moving to FM, if granted. 104.5 would be the frequency. And on 1430 WNFO in Ridgeland, South Carolina, last month we told you the FCC told us they were moving to Sun City Hall, South Carolina. Well, the FCC made a mistake. Unheard of? Not quite. Anyway, the actual city of license will be Sun City hyphen Hilton Head, South Carolina. So our guess on that one was right. In otherness, on 860 KPAM in Troutdale, Oregon, this new station is on the air. 1330 KDRQ, Wishick, North Dakota, is silent. 1340 KIDS, Springfield, Missouri, this station has gone silent. 1370 KKNG, Holdenville, Oklahoma, we told you about their new call. Well, they're also back on the air. 1470 WPAO, which stands for Pennsylvania and Ohio, by the way, in Farrell, Pennsylvania. This station had returned to the air operating daytime only, but they are now back to operating full-time. And on 1570 WPGM, Danville, Pennsylvania, this station is silent. Onward to reference number 416. No call letter changes, but an application for a new station that may be two stations. Applications are shown on 1460 for both Hartman, Arkansas, and Johnson, Arkansas. Hartman and Johnson are very close to each other. We think the FCC may be confused, and this is only one application. We'll sort that out and report later. Grants to new stations, another big pile, all in the expanded band. On 1610, Atlanta, Texas. 1620, Blackfoot, Idaho. 1620, Bellevue, Nebraska. 1620, Minot, North Dakota. 1620, College Station, Texas. 1620, Frederickstead, Virgin Islands. And 1620, Renton, Washington. 1620 is filling up fast. 1630, Fox Farm, Wyoming. That's right outside Cheyenne. 1650, Portsmouth, Virginia. 1660, Marco Island, Florida. 1660, Waco, Texas. 1670, Redding, California. 1670, Madison, Wisconsin. 1680, Fresno, California. 1680, Seattle, Washington. And 1700, Miami Springs, Florida. This one, by the way, was granted to WCMQ and is already on the air. Check 1600. You should be able to hear it. In otherness, on 610, last month we told you that the station in Vail, Colorado was KSVV. Oops, typo on our part. Should be KSKE. And on 1700, as we mentioned, WCMQ Miami Springs, Florida, joins the expanded band stations, now on the air with Spanish programming. And finally, on to reference number 417, these call letter changes. 980 KFWJ, Lake Havasu City, Arizona, becomes KBBC. 1040 KLVP, Tigard, Oregon, becomes KSKD. 1240 KMAY, Billings, Montana, becomes KMZK. On 1290, KCUB in Tucson, Arizona, got a surprise when the FCC notified them their application for the call change to KOAZ had been approved. Only problem is, well, KCUB never asked for a call letter change. KOAZ was issued in error, and so KCUB has filed with the FCC to keep KCUB. 1390 KAMO Rogers, Arkansas becomes KREB. 1430 KNTA Santa Clara, California changing to KVVN. And on 1470 WZGO Portage, Pennsylvania becomes WFJY. Grants to new stations, here we go again in the expanded band. 1660 Merced, California. 1670 Salisbury, Maryland. 1690 Roseville, California. 1690 Adel, Georgia. And on 1700 Harrisonburg, Virginia. Again, a reminder, all expanded band stations share identical facilities, 10,000 daytime, 1,000 night, and a U1 antenna. Applications from existing facilities of interest on 760 CKQR in Castlegar, British Columbia, would like to move to FM 93.3. 1240 WVSR, Charleston, West Virginia, wants to change their city of license to Dunbar, West Virginia. That's a suburb of Charleston. On 1560 WGLB, Port Washington, Wisconsin, would like to change their city of license to Elm Grove, Wisconsin. And on 1570 CKTA in Tabor, Alberta, would like to move to the old CKRX facility, which would place them on 1190 in the city of Lethbridge, Alberta. And finally, under Otherness on 840 KRKL in Yountville, California, construction permit for a new station. This construction permit has been canceled and the call deleted. On 920 WTRS in Dunellen, Florida, license canceled, call deleted. 1090 WNVY, Cantonment, Florida, this silent station up in the panhandle is back on the air. 1270 WCKN, Surfside Beach, South Carolina, license canceled, call deleted. And on 1380 WCOO, New Bern, North Carolina, license canceled, call deleted. And that wraps up this month's edition of AM Switch for the DX Audio Service. Jerry Starr saying happy holidays. Hope you have a joyous holiday season. That's our wish from us to you and even to John Bowker.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hey, best of the holiday season coming up, but we got to get started right now if we're going to finish the 1440 stations this month, and by golly, we're going to do that on the December 1997 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
West Virginia's most listened to news and information station, WAJR, Morgantown, the station where news comes first every hour.
11 o'clock in Morgantown and 87 degrees. I'm Jeff Jenkins. AccuWeather says highs in the mid to upper 90s today. More in the AccuWeather forecast following the news.
Okay, up into the Buckeye State now.
WHHH, Warren, Ohio, 2:30.
That was from 1981. And today?
All right, baby. Time out here for late-breaking news for you. It's Matt. We'll be back in just a short with more on the other side, man. Yeah, dig that scene from Solid Gold 1440, man. We are, man, the home of the Raven. Yeah, put your tunes in there, boy. Mm-hmm. We are. Who are we? Man, I forgot. Oh, yeah. Raven Radio 1440, WRO, Warren Youngstown.
Oh, boy. Let's get out of the middle of Ohio now.
The Broadbank Burb Corporation.
Mansfield, sports leader. Sports Radio 1440, WRGM, Ontario, Mansfield.
News, this is Mitchell Krause. Despite a warning from the bench to avoid too much emotion...
That's all just up north of Columbus, Ohio. Now, what do you say now we move up to the Thumb of Michigan, Fred Vobey's area? This takes us back to 1990. And this is what Bay City sounds like today at 1440. Got that, Tim Hendel? Listen to that one.
You're never more than 20 minutes from a sports update on 1330 WTRX Flint and 1440 WMAX Bay City Saginaw Midland.
Planning a homecoming. Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Berger, and here's what's happening.
Okay, let's go down to the Indiana border next.
Good evening, folks. We're still number one in Cass County. We're WDOW Radio, the Wajax, serving all of Cass County with local news, weather, sports, and a variety of good gospel music here in the evenings. We're 1440 AM at 92.1 stereo FM, and it's exactly 10 o'clock.
Now, that station's in Dowagiac, Michigan, just so we're clear.
Now, in our fourth year, this is Gospel 1440, WMKM, Inkster, Detroit.
That was recorded in 1994, and we were back that area about 10 years earlier for this one.
WCHB Inkster, the Black Giant.
Oh, let's head west now.
You are listening to WPGW, AM and FM, Portland, Indiana.
And further west to the middle of Illinois.
AM 1440, WMLA Normal Bloomington, and WMLA FM Leroy Bloomington, 92.7 Stereo FM.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Ralph Howard.
Now, just a few miles west of Terre Haute, Indiana, but still in Illinois.
You're listening to 1440 AM, WPRS, Paris, Illinois.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Hart.
And directly across Illinois to the west on the Missouri border.
The Comedy Show, Saturday mornings here on WGEM AM Quincy.
From ABC News, I'm John Grant.
And finally in Illinois this month, up near the Wisconsin border.
o'clock, 78 degrees in the city. And now with the news, here's Chet Martin.
Our top story, the Mexican presidential election flap.
What flap was that?
Back in just a minute.
Talk radio, WNFL, Green Bay.
A Milwaukee doctor is trying to bring in...
I shouldn't play this one, you know. Green Bay beat Tampa Bay in football this year.
I'm Sheila Pisek, WNFL Frontline News.
CBS News, I'm Dick Reed. Abruptly canceled...
Hey, they got a lot of news in one-minute station break, didn't they? What do you say we move from Wisconsin into Minnesota now?
Roll over weekend at KQRS FM 92.5, AM 1440 Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul, KQ 92.
Yeah. What horrid music. Let's go way down south.
This is KITA Little Rock, your station for life.
Time here, KITA is 1 o'clock. Time now for the program Perspectives with Jerry Falwell.
The program is Perspectives. I'm Jerry Falwell.
Okay. This was recorded in 1994. This one.
With 5,000 watts of power, as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. And now we begin our broadcast day.
KOKY, Little Rock, J.D. Black, and the Forward Express.
Okay, down into the Lone Star State.
KPUR, Amarillo.
Noticias de RC Cadena Radio Centro. Les informa María Asunción Guerrero.
And down along the Gulf Coast.
You're listening to the sports voice of America, ASRN.
This is News Talk Radio, 1440 Key, KEYS, Corpus Christi.
From the Washington News Desk, I'm Linda Kenyon.
Okay, we're going to drive up north of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
That time of year again when severe weather can threaten North Texas. That's why you need to stay tuned to AM 1440 KDNT Denton Louisville for the latest in weather information.
Okay, and 3 years ago we were back there.
KICI FM, Corsicana, Dallas-Fort Worth,
1440 AM,
107.9 FM. Tejano hit.
And here comes a station in service to their state capital.
KELZ La 1440 Austin.
Well, let's go up north to Paul Swearingen's hometown in Kansas.
KMAK, Topeka.
News. I'm Terry Horrigan. Secretary of State Baker is in Madrid to begin planning for the Mideast Peace Conference.
And up about an hour south of the Manitoba line.
Serving the Red River Valley with America's best country, Double K Country, KKXL, Grand Forks.
More tragedy in Florida. A relief plane crashes. I'm Kimberly James on the Satellite News Network.
Okay, the Great Rocky Mountains come into view next.
The new KSIR is KKGZ KSIR Brush Fort Morgan and KATR KRDZ Ray Yuma.
They're gearing up in Washington for tomorrow's Gay Rights March.
Well, kind of noisy there. Let's hurry south to the Grand Canyon State.
KSLX, AM and FM, Scottsdale, Phoenix. The Valley's classic rock.
Now, back in the 1970s, I made this next tape in Phoenix.
You're listening to KDOT and KDOT-FM Stereo. Prestige Radio 4, Scottsdale and the Valley of the Sun.
That's a nice idea. I like that. Here comes California.
You've been listening to the best of Len Tillum here on KVON. Stick around. There's another hour of Len Tillum to go, this time live. And you'll hear it right here on KVON Napa, 1440 Stereo AM Smart Radio. It's 11 o'clock, 66 degrees. We'll take a break now for ABC News. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Schmidt.
Okay, down to the L.A. region now.
This is KDIF Riverside, la más escuchada en San Bernardino.
That's the town where they make our motorhome these days, Riverside, California.
Canal derecho.
Linda and I stopped in this next town once for minor repairs.
Good morning, and for this week, have a good weekend.
That's right. Enjoy the day, enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you first thing Monday morning.
9 o'clock here at KUHL Santa Maria.
I'm John Belmont. Don't expect a lot of fanfare if the suspected Unabomber has moved to California.
Okay, his son John proceeded up Interstate 5 one day back in 1993. He was able to catch this very clean ID.
Flying the standard you love, we're AM 1440, KMED, Medford.
CBS News, I'm Dan Revive in Miami. It appears that Haiti's army, holding on to power and hunkering down, will have to get along with the fuel and guns it has already hoarded.
Okay, now up along the Columbia River just east of Portland.
CNN News Center in Atlanta. I'm Bob Witkin. Americans in Haiti have been given a briefing by U.S. Ambassador William Swank.
Going back many years for our northern friends.
When you use a three, bulletins anytime, as CKPM News keeps you on top of things in Ottawa.
Oh, boy. And that, dear friends, puts the wraps on another volume of the travelogue and finishes up our collection of stations operating at 1440 on the dial all at the same time. So we're going to be starting a bright new year with some catches we've made at 1460 on the dial as we've traveled across the countryside for the last three or four decades. And now, reluctantly, as with all good things, we must now say a formal final farewell to a fellow I've come to know both in person and across these microphones for the past several years, Jim Snowbarger. Jim, take good care of yourself and your family, and hopefully our paths will cross once again in the near future.
All right, everybody ready?
Yeah.
One more time, baby. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's our final broadcast. Even better, huh? Ah, geez, I hope you don't mind. I just had to hear the old theme one last time. Ah, yes, nostalgia revisited. What a wonderful thing. Well, it's Mr. Durenberger waiting over there in the wings. We don't have to wait a little bit longer because I have to say goodbye. As I told you, this is our last broadcast. How utterly cliche. I just knew you were going to do that. But I thought since we're going off the air, I ought to at least explain why that is. I chose to take this off the air last summer, long before the famous survey came out. So I guess some questions just better not asked, huh? But anyway, it seemed to me we'd pretty much covered it, maybe even several times over, and that everyone who had wanted to do a scan had done at least one by now, and many people did several. My thanks to all of you who took part in this. I know how much diligence it takes and patience to look for those IDs, and y'all did a great job. And really, I think the success of this column was due more to you than me, so thanks again. And also thanks to Fred for giving me the chance to do this. And for that matter, for bringing the DX Audio Service to press every single month for over 12 years through personal trial and difficulty and a near death, as a matter of fact. So Fred dragged himself into the studio and did it.
and I think we all owe him a debt of gratitude for that. I know how much you appreciate the DXAS showing up in your door every month, so make sure that Fred and the other editors know that, because the real reward they get for this all-volunteer effort is the joy of knowing how much you appreciate their work. As for myself, I think I need to find a different venue where I can more easily get off topic and waste time and just generally be my entertaining and frivolous self. And don't know what it is yet, but we'll be thinking about it. We'll get it figured out. You keep your ear to the network and I'll turn up somewhere. I promise. Till then, take care and God bless. Mr. Durenberger, sir.
Well, hi again, DX Audio Service listeners. This is Mark Durenberger in Minneapolis with part three of our Clear Channel Band Scan, sharing with you the results of our 22 days in May, driving through the West and capturing the audio signatures of the United States Clear Channel stations. This month, we pick up at 1100, home of the famed 3WE, now WTAM, in Cleveland.
In my newsroom.
Mission number one is news.
In team coverage with this live report.
And with Cleveland's largest radio news staff and the worldwide resources of ABC News, no other radio station gives you news better. At the top and bottom of every hour, 24 hours a day, Cleveland's only news radio, WTAM 1100, Cleveland.
A missing boat on Lake Erie.
Eastern listeners, of course, equate 1110 with Charlotte, but any place west of the Mississippi, you're dealing with KFAB in Omaha.
News Talk 1110, KFAB Omaha, when you need to know right now.
CBS News, I'm Paul James. Some go to Barbados to relax.
And just across Missouri on 1120, it's KMOX in St. Louis.
The voice of St. Louis. Powerful, credible, respected. KMOX, St. Louis.
Time is at tone, 10 o'clock. CBS News, this is Doug Foley.
When you move to 1130, you're dealing with 50,000 and 25,000 watt stations in New York and Shreveport and Minneapolis.
Let's be honest. There's only one sports leader. The AM juggernaut, AM 1130, KFAN. Minneapolis, St. Paul. Now, here's ABC News.
Here's another old-time station on 1130. A little harder to pull in, but we captured this one with our loop antenna in Albuquerque.
The home of the Fighting Tigers and LSU Sports, KWKH Shreveport.
1140 is an interesting 1B channel when you're out west. Dominated, of course, in the east by Richmond, Virginia, but as you work your way west, you have Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Boise, Idaho, and North Las Vegas, Nevada.
News from ABC is next. We'll be back with more of the Viewpoint program on 1140 KSOO, Sioux Falls.
On ABC News.
Some things just happen naturally, like your original hit station, 1140 KGEM, Boise.
Now let's pause 5 seconds for station identification on the Coyote Radio Network.
AM 1140, KSFM, North Las Vegas, a service of American Radio System.
Time now for our checker auto parts.
And off the back of the antenna, the primary station on 1140 from Richmond, Virginia. Up the dial we go to 1160 from the crossroads of the West.
Doug Wright Show here at KSL.
Celebrating 75 years of broadcast excellence, News Radio 1160 is KSL, Salt Lake City.
As we worked our way west, we looked for stations under the dominant KVOO powerhouse on 1170, but this is the signal that followed us wherever we went.
This is KVOO Tulsa, the voice of Oklahoma.
Good evening, KVOO News Time. It is 9 o'clock Central Daylight Time.
Here's the latest from ABC News.
1180 is another one of those frequencies that has its primary station far enough east so that there are a number of secondary stations in the west. Here's Kalispell's contribution.
From the heart of Montana sweater, we're 1180 AM stereo, KOFI, Kalispell, Whitefish, Columbia Falls, thanks.
And Coyle in Omaha.
Night or day, at home or away, you're never far from the great songs and great memories on Stereo 1180. Coyle.
The primary signal on 1180 is generated out of Rochester, New York.
Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer. Spend yours with us. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
News, I'm Paul James.
1190 is a US 1B and a Mexican clear. And when you're in the West, you search for KEX in Portland, and we did so with limited success.
Listen to the radio station you depend on for news, traffic, weather, and Portland Trailblazers basketball. 1190 KEX, Portland, Vancouver, Salem.
The bushes for money for the Democrats' National Committee.
And finally, WoWo in Fort Wayne, which once did a credible job in the middle of the country until its new owners throttled back its nighttime power to protect an operation out east. Here's what's left in the nighttime noise from WOWO Fort Wayne, recorded somewhere in southern Missouri.
News Talk 1190, WoWo Radio, WOWO. For weather, news, and entertaining talk.
The story of what's happened to the AM clear channels in this country is quite fascinating. As we ended the 1940s, nearly all radio broadcasting in this country was AM, although a few brave pioneers had begun operation on the new FM band. Total AM station count was in the hundreds rather than the thousands that we have today. That included a group of AM stations authorized to operate with higher power on frequencies designated as clear channels. Most of those clear channel frequencies were designated for United States exclusive use, some assigned to Canada or Mexico for their use, and some were shared among the three countries. On these so-called clear channels, a single high-power station was given special protection, granted what was called 1A status, and assigned to be the sole operator on a given frequency. On some channels, if the distance between stations was great enough, additional stations were authorized, but they were given a secondary 1B status and required to directionalize their signals away from the primary 1A station. That was more than a half century ago, a time when the AM band was still so sparsely populated that even local AM stations could enjoy multi-state coverage. And the big guns on the clear channels had the North American continent as their exclusive backyard. They served their territories with powers up to 50,000 watts.
50,000 watts! 50,000 watts! 50,000 watts!
But even 50,000 watts wasn't enough for some. The industry was watching with mixed reaction WLW's mid-1930s experiment with 500,000 watts and the super-powered Mexican border blasters, some of which operated with power close to 1,000,000 watts. Encouraged by this activity, a group of clear channel broadcasters petitioned the FCC to permit them to operate with up to 750,000 watts. That proceeding became known as the super-power docket, and it was promoted by some stations as a way to provide reliable coverage into mountainous areas where normal daytime coverage, even from 50,000 watt signals, was traditionally deficient. Then three things happened. First, many smaller communities began to receive local radio service from stations built in their towns. Next, FM began to come into its own. And finally, at the same time, and perhaps ironically as a result of the increased competition, many clear channel broadcasters no longer justified that wide service area authorization, since they had begun focusing their programming services on their metropolitan regions rather than covering local and neighboring states. For these reasons and others, the superpower proceeding languished at the FCC for a long while, and was finally laid to rest. The FCC's failure to grant privileged status to some of the clears and to authorize this superpower was actually another step in the process of throttling back the phenomenal protection the Clear Channel broadcasters had been given. Before long, the FCC decided to break up the so-called Clear Channels and allowed the primary 1A stations a maximum of 750 miles protection. At the same time, they permitted new stations on these channels. All the new stations had to do was demonstrate that they could operate peaceably without interfering with the new 750-mile protection contour or causing interference to adjacent stations. As a result of this protection relaxation and all the new station authorizations, the clear channels are clear no more, and nighttime radio reception will never be the same. But it can still be fun, and what these changes have meant to us DXers is that it's just a bit more of a challenge to surf the clears. Now, instead of a short wire, we use directional loop antennas and phasing equipment to pull out the original clear channel primary stations from the mud. This series of band scans is my own attempt at this process, and I hope you're enjoying the results. We spin the dial next to 1200, and when you're in the southern part of the country or most of the west, there's only one station on the channel.
You get news, talk, weather, sports, you get it all, but more important, you get it right, and you get it right now. This is News Radio, 1200 WOAI, San Antonio, Texas, the nation, the world.
News, 1210 is another one of those once wonderful 1A channels, the flagship stations in Philadelphia. And as you drive the west, you now encounter literally close to a dozen other stations on the channel. We fought the nighttime interference with the magic loop, and somewhere in northern Montana, we were able to capture the flagship station.
WCHT Philadelphia, talk radio 1210 AM, we're Philadelphia's talk station.
From 1210, we jump all the way to 1500 for our next clear channel station. On that frequency, it's KSTP hands down in the western half of the country. And since KSTP is in my hometown, the temptation, of course, is to get a local signal there. But we didn't do that. We waited until we were in northern New Mexico and pointed the loop toward St. Paul.
He was in a coma for a long time after that accident. If you listen to him, you'll understand why we have him on. That's all after ABC News at the top of the hour. This is KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. Stick around.
From ABC News.
There are really two big power options on 1510 when you're under the stars out west. One of those stations is in the Pacific Northwest.
The switch is on. Thank you for making Super Talk 1510 KGA Spokane's news talk leader.
And most of the central part of the country is served by WLAC in Nashville. We were in northern Arizona, I think, when we caught this one.
The station you depend on, News Talk 1510, WLAC, Nashville.
This is WLAC, Nashville. The programs heard at this time are paid broadcasts. Their content does not necessarily reflect the views of WLAC Radio, its staff, management, or ownership.
We jump up to 1520, and if you're anywhere west of the Mississippi, you have one choice, and that's KOMA in Oklahoma City. The interesting thing here is the segue as we go from the two coma staples, the preacher tapes and the oldies.
The preceding was a paid program. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of KOMA, its staff or management. 1520 KOMA now rejoins its regular programming in progress. You're listening to KOMA, Oklahoma City.
Ain't no sacrifice, ain't no sacrifice, ain't no sacrifice, but it all takes.
love the way the automation system kicks in. Up to 15:30 as we bring our Clear Channel dance scan to an impending close, we were able to copy both of these powerhouses from a single location in New Mexico by careful positioning of the loop antenna. First, WSAI in Cincinnati.
Our call letters stand for wonderful songs and information. 1530 WSAI, Cincinnati.
From our location in New Mexico, it was a lot easier to copy the news authority from Sacramento.
The top news at the top and bottom of the hour. And news with a price of Hand Dog. News Talk 1530. KFBK. From ABC News, I'm Bob Hart.
1540 is another one of those 1B channels that has a lot of little stations, particularly in the southern half of the U.S. But where we were out west, it was KXEL Waterloo, Iowa, as heard here in northern Utah. One more station to bring you on 1560, Bakersfield, California.
And the cruise for two to Mexico. We're trying to give that away. Be here Wednesday morning, would you?
The KNZR Morning News with Chris and Woody. Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on The Talk Station.
And that's the end of our three-part Clear Channel band scan. I hope you've enjoyed this series. If you didn't hear your own favorite Clear Channel station on this series, maybe it's because we were in the wrong area at the wrong time. So perhaps next time we get together, we can scan a different part of the country to capture even more of the Clear Channel stations. And thanks to those of you who took the time to comment on this work. I hope it's obvious that we really enjoy bringing you these recordings. It's a labor of love for me and for all the editors and contributors to the DX Audio Service. And speaking of editors, I want to thank Jim Snowbarger so much for his friendship and his support and for the opportunity to pass on these Clear Channel band scans. Jim, we're going to miss you here on the DX Audio Service.
God bless.
This is Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis.
And I, too, would like to thank Jim Snowbarger for putting together band scanned on so many issues and bringing that to all the DX Audio Service members. We wish Jim very good luck in his future endeavors. Now let's move on to International Shortwave with this report on some frequency changes for Radio Netherlands.
At 0730 UTC, we're on the air to the Pacific using 9830 and 11895 kilohertz. An hour later, 9830 continues, but the other two channels are 13700 kilohertz and 5965 kilohertz. At 0930 UTC, we turn the focus to East Asia and the Australasia using 9810 and 7260 kilohertz. Old favorite channels, in fact. At 10:30 UTC, we continue for a second hour on the same channels, 9810 and 7260 kilohertz.
If you want to listen to us in Europe at lunchtime, note that the two-hour block starts at 11:30 UTC, and the channels are 6045 and 5975 kilohertz. Those frequencies actually come from transmitters in Germany, Jülich and Wächtertal, respectively, as part of a facility swap with our colleagues at Deutsche Welle. But the shows are from Hilversum.
At 13:30 UTC, we start our evening broadcasts to Asia, for which we're using three channels. They are 15585, 13700, and 9895 kilohertz. The broadcast lasts 2 hours.
At 17:30 UTC, we start a three-hour broadcast to Africa. At 17:30, the channels are 11655, 9605, and 6020 kilohertz. An hour later, at 18:30, some extra channels come on the air, so that list becomes 15315, 11655, 9895, 9605, and 6020 kilohertz. The higher frequencies are expected to work the best in West Africa. Our medium wave broadcast to Europe in the evening will continue. It's at a new time with respect to UTC, but in fact that really means it's the same time because the clocks go back to compensate. Look for us at 21:30 UTC on 1512 kHz. That's new. 1512 from a 300 kilowatt transmitter at Wolvertem, operated by Radio Flandre Internationale. The broadcast is for just under 2 hours.
And last, the transmission sequences for the evening to North America and the morning to Asia. At 23:30 UTC, we sign on using 6020 and 6165 kHz. At midnight 30, we have six channels. 6020 and 6165 kHz continue to North America, while 11655, 9860, 7305, and 5905 kHz are available for the Indian subcontinent. We are particularly interested in reception reports for the channels of 7305 and 5905 kHz, since these are relayed through the Commonwealth of Independent States and should perform the best in northern India and Pakistan. At 0130 UTC, we continue for 2 hours on 11655 and 9860 kHz.
Last but not least, 0430 UTC, we've got a one-hour transmission to the west coast of North America. The channels there are 9590 and 6165 kHz.
And if you happen to hear Radio Netherlands, you might want to send them a reception report and let them know how well they're getting into your little part of the world.
You got a friend in Billings, K-O-K-97.
And we'll have more of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for December 1997 with musings to members and a whole lot more. So let's flip over our tapes together right now.
Please flip the tape to side 2.